It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. In February, Governor Pat Quinn unveiled plans for a facility at the University of Illinois to help wounded veterans return to independent living. The governor is on campus at this hour to announce additional funding for that project. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
The initial donation for the Center for Wounded Veterans in Higher Education was $6 million from the Ron Chez Family Foundation. It's not known how much in Illinois Jobs Now funds the governor will announce today when he speaks at Huff Hall's Con Annex. The facility still required private donations for construction when Quinn made the original announcement. U of I spokeswoman Robin Cather says the center will include 24-hour care and helping wounded veterans complete their career and educational goals.
The center is going to have things such as, you know, offices, obviously, for programs, research spaces, health and wellness center, career area, and then obviously housing for about a dozen occupants and a teaching kitchen and things like that. Not all the wounded veterans who would be attending the university would live there, but they would all be able to get services there.
The new facility would locate on West Nevada Street by the U of I's Family Resiliency Center. A target date for groundbreaking hasn't been announced. Cather calls it a natural fit for the U of I, since the university has provided disability-related services since 1948, like wheelchair bus lifts and curb ramps and sidewalks. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
Governor Quinn says the fate of a Chicago lawmaker charged with bringing a gun to O'Hare International Airport should play out in the courts.
Well, you know, you have to have a judicial process, and that's what's going on now, and I think that's the only way to go.
The governor declined to say today whether State Senator Donnie Trotter should be removed from office. Trotter was arrested Wednesday at O'Hare, where a transportation security officer discovered the firearm in a garment bag during an X-ray screening. He faces a felony charge. Quinn wants an assault weapons ban in Illinois and says Trotter's arrest will not change his attempts to get one. Governor Quinn proposed one earlier this year after a fatal shooting at a Colorado movie theater. He did it by using his mandatory veto power on a bill dealing with ammunition sales. Lawmakers rejected the plan. The governor says another proposal is in the works. After saying they weren't going to do it, the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District has reversed itself on providing bus service to the new YMCA facility in southwest Champaign. The MTD board voted yesterday to start providing service to the Y sometime in January. The initial service will use the MTD's 334 direct van service. The service stops at the Country Fair Shopping Center during rush hours. Otherwise, it makes stops and pickups at the passenger's request anywhere within the West District Corridor in southwest Champaign. CUMTD spokesman Amy Snyder says they hope to provide more comprehensive bus service to the Y in the future.
We want to meet with members of the YMCA, staff of the YMCA, to talk about what kind of services they need, when are their peak times, where are their members coming from. But the solution in the meantime will be to expand a service that's already in service, which is the West Direct.
The Champaign-Urbana MTD had earlier turned down a request from the YMCA for bus service because it's located just outside transit district boundaries and in another district, the Champaign Southwest Transit District. That district provides no bus service and was set up to block the expansion of the CUMTD. Snyder says the MTD board reversed its position after learning that the Champaign Southwest Transit Board may disband. Police in Chicago are taking their battle against gang violence to church and even the cemetery. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says police will be treating gang funerals like gang events. That means people attending the services can expect to see a lot more police officers and even be patted down for weapons by police. An exasperated Emanuel says the move is justified because gang leaders have shown no respect for the neighborhoods where the funerals take place. Residents have been complaining to authorities about erratic driving during funeral processions and even hearing shots fired into the air. Last week, a reputed gang member was shot to death on the steps of a Southside church after the funeral of another man. The Indiana Conference on Mayors has begun a campaign to convince lawmakers that certain issues should remain in the hands of local leaders. The campaign, called Trust Local, will focus on three issues during the upcoming legislative session. They want gas tax user fee revenues to pay for road and street improvements and local governments to have enforcement powers to require banks to maintain foreclosed properties. They also want doctors' prescriptions required to purchase drugs containing pseudoephedrine, a key ingredient in methamphetamine production. U.S. Senator Richard Lugar is preparing to announce his plans for the future after spending 36 years in the Senate. The Indiana Republican will reveal his plans during a news conference tomorrow afternoon at the University of Indianapolis, and the university might be part of those plans. University President Robert Manuel will join Lugar at the news conference. And residents in eastern Illinois have raised more than $19,000 to help keep a Charleston coffee shop open. The Times Courier in Charleston and Mattoon Journal-Gazette report there was a fundraiser Wednesday night for Jackson Avenue Coffee in the hometown of Eastern Illinois University. Both students and longtime residents pitched in to raise the money over 5 days. The coffee shop's owner owes about $18,000 in back sales taxes to the state. The coffee shop has work from local artists hanging on the walls and hosts evenings where musicians can take the stage. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.